Wednesday, December 14th, 54321. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. President-elect Donald Trump's appointment of Scott Pruitt to head the EPA needs Senate confirmation, and that is going to be one heck of a battle and test of whether he can keep the GOP senators all in line to defend the appointment. Granted, we need more balance at EPA, but this guy has no interest in balance. Some ag groups praise the Pruitt pick as he will change the direction at EPA away from regulation, which has been a thorn in our side. Unfortunately, he'll be doing more than that. He is as much a big oil anti-climate change care less about the environment corporate surrogate as you can get. From the perspective of the ethanol industry, looking at this guy's record would be like putting Russian hackers in charge of the NSA supercomputers. No one that really has the ethanol industry's interest in mind would support this guy. Pruitt signs letters written by the oil industry as coming from him. That way, he is just a conduit for big oil to write their own rules. Republicans are also conservationists. Yes, they exist. Remember Theodore Roosevelt? They don't like this guy. You can imagine the alarm this nomination has caused environmentalists, which has already exacted an enormous amount of glee for conservative ideologues, climate change deniers, and EPA haters. It was worth it for them to have Pruitt appointed just for the opportunity to see the environmentalists go berserk. They are going to get to see that. This guy is exactly who they've been wishing for, someone who will burn the EPA to the ground and stomp on the ashes. I don't think that the EPA has ever produced a regulation that Pruitt thought was worthy or approved of, so protecting air and water quality must just happen. I know, we hate WOTUS, but WOTUS was dead, compliments of the newly elected Congress and White House, without any help being needed from this guy. It didn't take the equivalent of Darth Vader running the EPA to reset the course unless you think running it into a black hole is appropriate. The trouble is that when they swing the pendulum fully to the opposite extreme, there will be a backlash. Coal interests will love him. What is it about coal that reminds me of tobacco? Should we get rid of all the regulation on tobacco and encourage smoking again so the Kentucky tobacco industry is resurrected and we can create an enormous number of new healthcare jobs? Isn't that what they'll do, bringing back coal? There is an abundant supply of natural gas. The peanut industry was born because of the cotton boll weevil. Farmers thanked the boll weevil for pushing them into growing peanuts. Coal workers should have found their peanuts by now, as coal should not come back. Automakers think Pruitt will relax CAFE standards. How have they hurt? The automakers have been able to meet them. Autos are still affordable, and using less gas has helped consumers. The higher CAFE standards require high compression engines, which need the octane from ethanol. Pruitt can gut the RFS without Congress repealing it. I don't think they will get any help from him on further approval of higher blended ethanol fuels. They'll make fewer flex fuel vehicles, and there'll be no increase in volumetric targets from here on. You're listening to the Comstock Report. Carl Icahn doesn't want to pay for renewable identification numbers, RINs, or blend biofuel. He asked Donald to appoint Pruitt because he was the guy that agreed to get rid of them. In fact, if you wanted to be head of the EPA, the first thing that you would do is tell Carl Icahn that you hate RINs. Relative to ethanol, appointing Pruitt was the exact total opposite of having Jeff Breuen appointed head of EPA. Why in the world, if Trump supports ethanol, would he appoint the strongest big oil anti-biofuel, anti-RFS guy out there to head EPA? Icahn reportedly interviewed 3 or 4 prospective heads of EPA before making the recommendation to Trump. We all want EPA deregulation. They're using the enticement of deregulation that we want as cover so they can do the things that they want in a grand deception. Now I know why Trump was sending Governor Branstad off to China so he wouldn't be around when Icahn messes with the RFS. So Trump supposedly supports ethanol. How's that? Where's the evidence? How is Pruitt leading EPA or Rick Perry at Department of Energy supporting ethanol? Honestly, if you were putting together a team to take down the RFS, wouldn't all these nominees be on it? This is Big Oil's fondest dream come true. When you have RFS opponent Carl Icahn conduct the interview for the EPA administrator, and he gets to pick the biggest RIN hater for the job that he can find, the ethanol industry has been had. I think Terry Branstad got the ambassadorship to China as the consolation prize. All the ethanol industry will get is a Trump Loves Ethanol t-shirt that fades in the wash. Given the Pruitt-Perry team that's being assembled, the ethanol industry should be very wary. The ethanol industry can continue to delude themselves that these appointments won't matter, but they will. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.